SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Bulletin, the Northern Territory Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro announces her full ministry and scraps the treaty portfolio. Protesters clash with police in what could be Melbourne's largest protest in decades. And the second US presidential debate begins. Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro has announced the full ministry of her newly elected Country Liberal Party government, promising a crackdown on crime. The portfolio for treaty has been scrapped, with Aboriginal Affairs taken on by a member for Barkly and Tennant Creek resident Steve Edgington. Newcomer Robin Kyle has taken the portfolios for child protection and prevention of domestic violence. The Chief Minister is also the Minister for Police and says her government is on track to deliver bail reforms and increased police powers in the first week of Parliament, despite growing concerns of a shift back to failed punitive policies.
I've made it very clear on day one of my government, when I met with the Chief Executive of Department of Chief Minister and Cabinet and the Police Commissioner, nothing will distract us from delivering a territory where we do reduce crime, rebuild our economy and restore our lifestyle.
The new look government will include six new departments and will move youth detention to the Department of Corrections, which undermines the findings of a 2016 Royal Commission into the protection and detention of children. Federal Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians Jacinta Price has renewed calls for an investigation into Aboriginal land councils. Senator Price was flanked by Arante traditional owners who flew from Bantwe, Alice Springs to Canberra to support her calls for an inquiry. She introduced a motion in the state Senate claiming land councils lack accountability and transparency.
There are so many issues, so many concerns that require an inquiry to look further into them so we can make this system better. We can reform these systems to serve their purpose more appropriately, more directly, and bring about opportunity for all traditional owners.
The Central Land Council's chairman, Matthew Palmer, was with the group but didn't make any comment. The peak body for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services, NATSOLS, says it is bracing for a dramatic increase in child incarceration across the country. It comes after multiple governments have abandoned their commitments to raising the minimum age of criminal responsibility. The newly elected Northern Territory government has vowed to lower the age of criminal responsibility from 12 back to 10 and reintroduce speed hoods in detention centres and watch houses. The Victorian government has also abandoned its pledge to raise the age of criminal responsibility to 14. NATSOL's chair, Carly Warner, says governments are abandoning a key responsibility.
We all want to live in an environment where there is no crime, and this should be the state and territory government's responsibility to make sure that they are making investments, developing policies that are going to actually reduce crime and support our families. But what they're doing at the moment is law and order posturing about punishment that is only going to make crime worse.
And there has been clashes between police and protesters as tens of thousands of activists gathered in Melbourne to a halt in what could be the largest protest in the city in 14 years. The demonstrations are over a large military exposition being held this week in Victoria's capital. For the first time, special powers have been granted to the nearly 1,800 police officers who have been deployed to the area. Capsicum spray has been used as officers attempted to clear a large group of protesters outside Weapons Expo in Melbourne. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has told Channel 7 there should be no room for violence in the demonstrations.
Look, people have a right to protest peacefully, but you don't say you're opposed to defence equipment by throwing things at police. They've got a job to do, and our police officers should be respected at all times.
The federal government has decided to close a loophole in AUKUS-related legislation to clarify Australia's position of not accepting high-level nuclear waste from the United States, the United Kingdom, or other countries. The Labor Party plans to move amendments to its proposed legislation, the Australian Naval Nuclear Power Safety Bill 2023. The aim is to regulate nuclear safety with regard to the management, storage, or disposal of radioactive waste from AUKUS submarine, which has been broadly defined as Australian, British, or US submarines. The bill covers how the nuclear-powered submarine program will be regulated and includes the creation of a new statutory body, the Australian Naval Nuclear Safety Regulator. This comes after concerns from the Greens and other critics that this could pave the way for Australia to store waste from other countries. And the second U.S. presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump has started with tempers flaring. This is the first debate with Vice President Kamala Harris, in which Vice President Kamala Harris has participated in since President Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race. The candidates traded barbs over the economy, with Harris saying former President Donald Trump sold the U.S. to China. Both candidates addressed each other with personal attacks, a territory their aides had hoped to avoid. Ms. Harris accuses Trump of not having a proper plan for the U.S. economy.
Donald Trump has no plan for you. And when you look at his economic plan, it's all about tax breaks for the richest people. I am offering what I describe as an opportunity economy, and the best economists in our country, if not the world, have reviewed our relative plans for the future of America.
Trump responded, saying the same about Kamala's economy plan.
She doesn't have a plan. She copied Biden's plan. And it's like four sentences, like run, spot, run. Four sentences that are just, oh, we'll try and lower taxes. She doesn't have a plan. Take a look at her plan.
A former military chaplain says the Australian Defence Force won't need to wait for the government to start improving its treatment of women. The Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide found the suicide rate among ex-serving women is 110% higher than other Australian women, compared to 42% for men. Almost 800 sexual assaults have been reported to the ADF in the last 5 years, with a workplace behaviour survey finding 1 in 8 women experienced sexual misconduct in the previous 12 months. Reverend Dr. Nikki Coleman, a former chaplain and military ethicist with the Australian Defence Force, says there should be a zero-tolerance approach to serious misconduct.
Before the government gives a response, there are a couple of things that the senior leaders could do. When decisions come across their table about whether to retain someone who's been found guilty of serious sexual misconduct, they shouldn't have an exception and keep them serving. They should actually have a zero tolerance and have them leave.
Experts say Australia needs to step up its diplomatic efforts to succeed in its bid to co-host the 2026 UN climate talks with the Pacific. According to the authors of a new report of the joint Australia-Pacific bid, for the country to succeed, Turkey needs to be convinced to drop out of the race. A report co-authored by the Climate Council and the Smart Energy Council claims that holding the negotiations could mean an economic boon for the host city. Richie Marzian from the Climate Council says a higher effort is needed.
So we'd love to see the Foreign Minister, the PM, get on the phones, get on the blower, and make sure that Australia is all lined up and ready to go. Because the more time we have to prepare and use in the next 2 years, the better this opportunity can be, both economically and diplomatically.
and to sport, the Australian Paralympic team has been welcomed home at Sydney Airport after finishing ninth on the medal tally at the Paris Games. Australia won 63 medals in total, with 18 gold, 17 silver and 28 bronze. Family members of the athletes and members of the public began to arrive at the airport early this morning to greet their loved ones ahead of the official welcoming home ceremony. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who was also at the airport, says he's proud of the Australian athletes.
These athletes, many of them have come overcome different yeah. forms of adversity. They haven't done that by themselves. They've done that with the support of their families, their peers, their coaches, and today's a celebration of that achievement.
And now having a look at the weather around the country. Broome, mostly sunny 31, Perth, sunny 25, Adelaide, possible shower 18, Melbourne, showers 20, Hobart, similar conditions 15, Albury-Wodonga, mostly cloudy 19, Canberra, late shower 20, Wollongong, mostly sunny 24, Sydney, same forecast and 25 degrees, Newcastle, sunny 27, Brisbane, a shower 25, mostly sunny in Townsville with a top of 29, a shower or two in Cairns with a top of 29 as well. And in Alice Springs, a sunny day and 31 degrees. Darwin, sunny 35. And for the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly sunny day ahead and a top of 28 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.